USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russian prosecutors have sought a sentence of 9.5 years in prison for U.S. women's basketball player Brittany Griner, with a verdict in her trial on drug possession and smuggling charges expected later today. Both sides were scheduled to make closing arguments, and Ms. Griner is expected to deliver final testimony in her own defense. As the recession continues to make life more difficult than it need be, the Democrats are trying to spend tons more money before the midterm elections in November. More spending in a time of a recession will only prolong the pain and increase taxes on most Americans. Senator Ted Cruz on Fox News talks about the Democrats' inflation reduction bill during a recession.
The cause of the inflation is the Democrats' massive spending. Their solution is spend more and tax more. It's like throwing gasoline on a raging bonfire. It will only make inflation go up, not down.
USA Radio News.
Paid for by Government.com. Have you heard? The 2022 Proof Silver Eagle coin sold out at the U.S. Mint almost immediately, but a recent stash has hit the market. That's right. Brand new 2022 coins in collector quality proof condition. Each 1 ounce pure silver coin bears the iconic W Mint mark for the West Point Mint, rarely seen on coins today. But you must hurry. Only a limited number of these special American Silver Eagles are available. Just call 1-800-895-7267 and you are guaranteed a 2022 W Proof Silver Eagle. These are sold out at the U.S. Mint. You must call now. To learn more, call 1-800-895-7267. If you order now, you'll receive free shipping and a bonus Collector Patriots Pack, over a $33 value, free with every order. Call 1-800-895-7267 now to secure your new 2022 W American Silver Eagle coins before they are gone. That's 1-800-895-7267.
Tony Maruso gives us an update on the jobs market.
U.S. job openings fell by the most in just over 2 years in June as demand for workers eased in the retail and wholesale trade industries. But overall, the labor market remains tight, allowing the Federal Reserve to continue raising interest rates. At least 4.2 million workers voluntarily quit their jobs in June and layoffs declined. From the Gulf Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
An NFL quarterback being accused of lewd behavior by a lot of women is fighting his suspension from the game that could land him additional suspension time.
The NFL appealed the 6-game suspension that a neutral arbitrator issued to Cleveland Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson. The NFL said a decision will likely ignite a battle with the players' union and pave the way toward a longer ban for the superstar. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
We are USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
Technically, Earth is over 4.5 billion years old. You would think our spin would be slowing down, but in reality, it's sped up this year. Earth has had its shortest day ever recorded on June 29th, with the day ending 1.59 milliseconds sooner than usual. That's according to the National Physical Laboratory in England. As scientists guess why, the Earth's rotational speed could be impacted by inner or outer layers, oceans, or the moon. Lawmakers' laws for thee, not for me, double standard was very prevalent in Michigan during the pandemic. Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer locked down the state, yet gave her husband a free pass to take his boat out to a lake. Now it's an election year, and Republican Tudor Dixon is poised to give Whitmer a run for her re-election money. Tudor on Newsmax last night.
We have people not only within the state but outside of the state that is they're interested in taking Michigan back. This is a national race because this governor nationalized it when she decided to run for vice president of the United States in the middle of a pandemic and leave the people in the state with all of her radical COVID laws and COVID rules and regulations stopped us from moving, but continued to run to go to Washington, to leave the people. She has gone after every possible area of success in the state and crushed it, and we are going to bring it back, and we are going to focus on families and make sure that this is the place everybody wants to live, work, and play.
Lance Fry, USA Radio News.